you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for another edition of Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob.
I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, be your own worst enemy.
Absolutely.
That's a good way to open up our next subject. You say the most important fight is the one we have with ourselves. So tell us about that.
Okay. You know, what happens in life is that we're constantly hit with challenges. And when you look at critically, if you can look at yourself in a critical way and not let your ego get overcome these criticalities as you would, that's what I mean by being your own worst enemy, because, you know, you can be your own worst critic if you have the heart and the mind to want to improve.
And, you know, it's funny because there are so many different ways in life that we are forced to be critical of ourselves. And sometimes if you can't stomach it, you have to look the other way and it doesn't benefit you. And if it defeats you because you can't handle your own criticism, I'll give you one example. This is a good one. We're on a podcast. Most people hate the way their voices sound. It's a natural reaction to hearing your own voice recorded and sent back to you. And so you think, oh man, I sound terrible. But other people don't see it that way, don't hear it that way. And they like, maybe they love the sound of your voice, but you can't stand the sound of your voice. Any one of those ways of having to self-evaluate and being too hard on yourself can be self-defeating. And certainly meaning that if you can't deal with that fight, you're going to have a hard time dealing with other fights as well.
Absolutely. You know, they say there's a you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. And so, you know, keeping yourself as your own worst enemy closer, constantly evaluating your performance is crucial to self-improvement. Not that you want to get to the point where you talk yourself into, I'm so bad, I'm so ugly, I'm so fat or whatever, that you lose objectivity. But you want to be able to look at yourself critically enough that anything flaws, why your voice, whatever it is that you're concerned about, you can make those changes. And that's what we mean by becoming your own worst enemy.
And you say stay true to your values.
Not letting yourself go by the way of the world. Having the kinds of standards and the kind of morals that you will be proud of and that your family will be proud of. And that's what we mean by, you know, being true to the values that you hold dear.
Do we really fail because of the things because we have failed maybe ourselves, our family, our friends, associates, and even our country?
Yes. And that's one of the problems that we face in this world, especially today, is that, we say, oh, well, he's doing it or they're doing it. We look at the statistics and they say, well, you know, seems to be this is acceptable to, you know, to do this sort of thing, whether it be lying or whether it be distorting the truth, whether it be cheating on our spouse, whatever it is, you know, that's when we lose those values and we no longer are true to the values that we hold dear.
Right. And that is a fight, because I had a conversation just yesterday with somebody on a very similar topic, and that is, sometimes in business or in other aspects of our lives, we see somebody else succeeding and we either have witnessed or suspect that they behave in a certain way that's negative. And therefore we go, well, we have to behave that way or act that way. We have to be, maybe we have to lie or we have to be crooked in business in order to get ahead. And the truth is that they may be ahead in their own world, but they're not ahead in life just because they're successful in business, but they're doing all these other things wrong. Doesn't mean they need to be emulated or should be emulated.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing happened. I was over at a friend of mine's home, and their daughter was dressed in these jeans that had these tears in the various parts of the pants, you know, the knees and up the thigh area, and they were raggedy. And I jokingly said to her, I said, "Oh, is your dad needing financial help?" And she says, "Why?" And I said, "Well, because your clothes look like kind of shabby." And she, "Oh, no, that's the fad. Oh, no, that's the way the fad is. And I pay actually extra for this." And I said, "You have to pay extra for the holes in your jeans?" Yeah. And she says, "Yes." And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, if your dad needs some help financially, let me know." And she looked kind of sheepy. She says, Oh, now I feel bad about, and she says, "Well, I don't wear these all the time. I only do it when I'm around my friends." So that's the key here. You know, we tend to be influenced by our friends, and that's not being true to our own values or ourselves. Then we're just following the trendy things.
And in that way, you know, in line with our topic here, is that's how you can be your own worst enemy. And the fact is that fight that we have with ourselves is the toughest one, because ourselves say, "I want this," or "I want," or "I need that," or I should wear this. I want to be like those people. We have to be able to recognize those little battles, and those are internal battles oftentimes, and come out on the winning end.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope, because once you start down that slope, and it's hard to turn around. So, you know, being true to yourself means stop before you start. And that's important to do. Stop before you start. Think about what you're doing. Make sure that this is not going to violate your values down the road.
Yeah. And you said high moral standards, and also just being a good person is more important than having great wealth and accolades.
Absolutely. Because, you know, many people, you know, seek for the accolades or honors of man, and then give up the values that are true values that make them true leaders. You know, don't follow the fads, you know, stay true to your values. You know, don't be influenced by the ways of the world, because ultimately that will tear you down.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
And our listeners can find out more at toughthingsfirst.com. Tough Things First on Facebook, and the book Tough Things First is available at major retailers and Amazon.com. You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.